Hi, I'm Laura.
Hey, I'm Stefan, and you're listening to Attributed, a podcast library by DreamData.
The purpose of it is to store and share all the knowledge that we have gathered across DreamData employees through our LinkedIn Lives, podcasts, and webinars.
The typical topics you'll find here can be stuff like marketing,
sales,
B2B ads,
operations,
social selling maybe.
Good afternoon or a good morning, depending on where you're sitting. Where Roslyn is sitting, it's 8 a.m. And in Denmark, where I'm sitting, it's 5 p.m. Okay. So it's two different parts of the day. But either way, thank you so much for joining in to this little talk. I promised Roslyn that it will be a casual conversation since it's 8 a.m. in California. So let's try to keep that. But yeah, I was actually just before our conversation, I was scrolling through LinkedIn and I saw that somebody posted that RevOps were the fourth most trending job title on LinkedIn last year, something like that. I think this, let's say, education about what RevOps is for us marketers comes pretty timely because more and more companies actually do have such a role in these companies. But before we get into the weeds of everything, Roslyn, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your like quite extensive LinkedIn profile. Because you're involved in so many deals, but like for those who don't know you, what's kind of the 1-2 minute introduction to yourself?
Yeah. Thank you. So first of all, thank you for having me. Super excited to just be partnering with you again. I think the last time I was interviewing you for a conversation on the podcast. So thank you for having me. So I'm Rosalind Santa Elena. I've been in the kind of go-to-market operations, RevOps, as we're calling it now, space for probably, I guess, over 20 years now. Before it was cool. Right before RevOps was a cool thing, but definitely been on that side. I've worked in lots of large companies. I've worked in, you know, small startups. So I've kind of seen the good and the bad and sort of the not as, you know, the ugly of, I guess, of operations. But currently I'm the founder of the RevOps Collective, or consulting and coaching firm, as well as we have a community as well. I'm really focused on, you know, my favorite topic, what we're talking about today, RevOps, and really elevating the revenue operations function, but also the people, right? The people in the roles. So I'm really excited to be here and just to be, you know, sharing whatever information and experience that I can to really help, especially on the marketing side, to really leverage revenue operations more to help accelerate their business.
Fantastic. Roslyn, I was actually thinking, how did you end up in RevOps? I was trying to study your CV, kind of how, when did it take that path?
Yeah, definitely. So happy to share. I think from a how do you get into RevOps perspective, I definitely can go there as well, but maybe just a little bit about how I started my operations career. So really early on in my career, I started out in finance. And so worked on the finance. I really quote to cash, you know, accounts receivable, billing, credit collections, et cetera, and then moved over to kind of what I like to say, the dark side of sales back in, I guess, 2000, 2001. So it's been quite some time. I've been always on the revenue side. I moved over, actually started on working on sales compensation. Our CFO at the time had asked me, oh, well, you know, do you want to come over and help us run sales comp? Because it's a mess, right? A lot of companies, I'm sure, are experiencing now with the rollout of the new year. And I was like, I don't know anything about paying people. You know, my role has always been about trying to get people to pay us, but went over and said, you know, hey, because of the experience of just really understanding the end-to-end business, it's very similar, right? Because you really have to understand the entire customer journey and then how, you know, at the end of the day, it's we want customers to pay us and then we want to pay our sales team and our revenue team. Yeah. So kind of started out in the sales compensation, then broadened over the years into sales operations and then field operations, which was really marketing and sales funnel. And then with the introduction of SaaS, really the entire life cycle, you know, including customer success and services and support. And so I've done, you know, end to end kind of go to market revenue operations. I've done a little bit of product ops. I've done some engineering ops, you know, I've done finance ops. So really just kind of operations is in my kind of my mindset, I guess, and in my blood. And so that's kind of how I've, you know, like I said, I've started out in larger companies and then went to, you know, a smaller startup, you know, went from like a $10 billion in revenue company, 1,000 employees, right, to a company. I think we had maybe 10 customers when I first started. And I've seen just the whole gamut of that. And I think like a lot of operations professionals, we never, thought that, growing up that, I want to go into operations. I want to run RevOps to support, a marketing team or a sales team. Yeah. So we kind of land in this type of role. If you talk to operations professionals, their paths were probably very similar in the sense of, I kind of fell into operations, or, maybe they started out in sales and then they said, hey, I really like being in sales, but or being part of the selling organization, but not necessarily a seller. And then they find that they kind of gravitate more towards systems and processes and such. Or maybe they were in IT and they were in systems and really like to be a part of the go-to-market. Or even marketers, right? The folks that say, hey, I really like the more of the back end pieces of marketing and how things work. And they land in operations or finance like myself. So there's just so many different paths, I think, which makes the role super exciting because there's so many paths of how to get started in the field. But then also once you're in operations, it's so incredibly broad and covers so many different things that we'll talk about too. But because it's so broad, there's so many avenues to really take your career. Right. Whether you want to become, maybe you want to become a CMO or a CRO or even a COO, there's just a lot of different paths to take depending on, your expertise and your experience and your knowledge, but also where your interests are, which makes, I think last year, the year before it was, LinkedIn had said head of RevOps, I think was the most, like the number one title or, number one trending. And I think it's still trending, as you mentioned, but it still means different things to different people.
Yeah. And I think also, the size of the company matters a lot. So we've just hired our first RevOps, Abel, but that's a guy with a couple of years experience that will start owning the systems and make sure the system speaks to each other. And the things we do in the different revenue teams gets a little bit automated step by step. In some of the positions you've been holding, you've probably not been the person that have had to kind of engineer all the systems, but I guess that it's been much more strategical projects that you've had to undertake. And I kind of, what is going to...
Yeah, I was actually going to say, I have actually been that team of one as well.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting because when I worked for large companies, I managed a team of, 25 or so plus, right, operators. But then when I went to my first startup, I was literally the first ops person. Yeah. So I've kind of experienced that. I remember going there and it was, less than 75 people, I became really that person that did everything. I became a Salesforce admin. I am definitely not. There's definitely lots of people who are way better at it, but because of, as kind of true startup fashion, you're jack of all trades. You do a little bit of everything. And so literally I was the one integrating and installing the packages to do kind of the API connections and configuring cadences in the background for, our sales team and things like that. So definitely. I think lots of companies at a startup, you start as that team of one, right? Yeah. And you really do a little bit of everything.
And then how does it look then when you get to that kind of like plus 100, 500 employees? What is then a RevOps leader like yourself doing?
Yeah, because typically what I've seen a lot of startups is they start with that kind of team of one, somebody maybe manager level, but they're an individual contributor. Just as you said, kind of what you're doing is really focused on kind of getting our systems and our tech stack in order. They start to do some of the reporting and get some of those, some of those insights in, maybe just the surface level ones. They do some of the operations kind of processing, maybe helping with quoting, maybe helping with some of the campaigns, getting emails out, right, automation and such. And then you start to really broaden depending on the type of business that you're in, because I think, companies that have a really strong inbound motion, for example, are going to really focus a lot on the marketing, right? Top of funnel operations. But then if you're very outbound focused, you may focus more in the middle of the funnel and really that sales side of the house, right? Forecasting, opportunity management, deal, more of a deals desk type of thing. But you start to see a lot of times they start to grow and they add a systems person, a data person, a day-to-day kind of support person, Marketo or Pardot, kind of some type of automation support. And then you start to grow where you get to the level where, I really need to start to get organized, be more strategic, be less reactive and more proactive. And that's typically when you'll see them kind of hire somebody a little bit more senior with a little bit more experience to start to really be that strategic partner to the organization versus the more reactive, tactical administrator. And so we see that pivot quite a bit. And what I see though, too, often the mistakes that companies make is doing that too late, right? Investing too late in operations, where they get to a scale and size where now they need somebody to come in and really start to do a lot of fixing. I think if you polled probably 100 RevOps leaders and said, okay, when you joined the company, what was the state of your operations? And most of them are probably going to say, my gosh, that tangled ball of string, right? Yeah. That's just all knotted up. That's the image that comes to my mind.
Yeah, I guess in many ways, it's a bit like when the product team leaves too much heritage code that they don't fix up, but just move onwards. The same for the new organization.
Yep, that's 100% the same thing, right? Then you have to go back and kind of untie and unwind a lot of those things and then try to kind of set them in the right motion going forward, which is why I always encourage companies to try to hire early and invest earlier in operations, because then you're kind of laying out like a foundation, right? The right foundation to kind of build your house upon. And so if you build the right tech stack, the right processes, it's not, you not only build for scalability, but for just efficiency, right? You're going to be able to do the right things, right? More often than trying to recreate the wheel every single time.
Like I think we're like 45 now. And I just feel so relieved that he's just starting because I can do so much more where other times we would meet, we don't write code or we don't have the technical ability. So let's not do that project. But now that he's there, like, oh, wait a minute, we could give this to him and then he could come back with the solution. And then we could actually do this project. That really helps that scale that you're talking about.
Yep.
Which part of the organization have you typically belonged to in the different jobs you've had? Has it been mainly next to the sales leader or next to the CFO or CEO, or where have you kind of historically been in the different roles?
Yeah, I think historically a lot of the kind of more sales ops focused roles, kind of work with the head of sales. But as we've moved towards more of a revenue focus, right, the rise of kind of the CRO role and the really kind of truly RevOps role, I think we see that as really belonging to whoever owns all of revenue, right? Yeah. It's no longer kind of just marketing or just sales, because I've seen RevOps sit under the CMO, under the CRO, CFO, as you mentioned, I think is becoming more and more common. I've also, seen it report directly to the CEO. Like at my last kind of practitioner role, I reported into the president, right, directly. So CMO and CRO were sort of my peers. So it really depends, I think, on the organization. But I think what's really important is that whoever, really owns your revenue operations, that they work and report into the person who really owns all of revenue. Yeah. And if that is, if you don't have that, then ideally they are a partner, right? And kind of a peer to those leaders. And then that way you get that benefit of having somebody who's really looking at the organization holistically from the customer's perspective, right? Instead of just a marketing lens or just a sales lens, right? Because I think that's the real value of having RevOps is to be able to really see, right? Kind of, we talk about the silos and the misalignment and all of those things, but I think the real benefit of having RevOps is to have that view across the entire kind of end-to-end funnel.
Yeah, I feel like a little, the evolution has also come from, it used to be sales ops, marketing ops, product
ops. Do
you think people have embraced that what RevOps really means, or are they still thinking too much, for example, as sales ops people would be thinking?
I think that we're seeing more and more organizations move towards more of that holistic view, right? Kind of end to end. I still do see a lot of companies kind of rebranding, marketing ops to RevOps or sales ops to RevOps, and just kind of changing the name only, which really, kind of defeats the purpose a little bit, because I think it's really about embracing, like you said, the really end-to-end journey. And part of that to me is, yes, it can be helpful to have everybody report into the same organization, right? Because I get that question quite a bit. It's like, okay, if I hire a RevOps leader, do I really have to have all of the ops functions reporting to that person? I think there's definitely benefits to having a leader who understands, end-to-end operations, kind of guiding and managing and coaching that entire team. But at the same time, even if people, like I've had roles where I owned kind of sales and post-sales, but I didn't own marketing ops. But yeah. We work very, very closely with marketing ops, right? And I think the main, I guess the what I would recommend to folks is for even regardless of org structure, right? The whole idea and the mindset is that we work collaboratively, right? We're very transparent. Yeah, I think it's the transparency and really working in partnership and really understanding what's happening up funnel, what's happening down funnel is really important. Yeah. So I do see a lot of companies, I think, at least embracing the mindset of the fact that we need to start looking at kind of the revenue, entire end-to-end revenue process and aligning the strategy, right? Aligning our metrics and our, you know, our goals and our outcomes, kind of our targets. Yeah. To that, which is probably what you probably are seeing a lot more of the marketing now tied more to revenue, right? Or exactly. Aligned with sales versus, hey, I just care about, you know, counts of, you know, top of funnel, how many leads are we getting in, but caring more about qualified leads and conversion rate and actual revenue.
It is, I guess it's also a, if you truly want to work as a holistic RevOps person, when you're hired, or you can probably even qualify companies in an interview process to hear.
Exactly.
Looking for another sales ops person, or are you actually truly interested in thinking a little bit more full funnel about how we produce revenue in this company?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's another thing that I see with companies is as I work with clients, so I have coaching clients who are just really focused on getting that next role, right? Yeah. That's one of the things that we focus in on a lot, because when you are interviewing with a company or considering joining a company, really understanding how they view revenue operations, right? One, as you mentioned, is it really that holistic function that kind of oversees everything? And two, you know, I think also very important is, do they view the function as very tactical and more of a, you know, just administrator, or do they view the function as more strategic, as a business partner who really strives to understand the business and then help enable and optimize the business?
Yeah. When do you know you've done a good job?
Yeah.
in this role, because it's full funnel responsibility for all departments delivering on their metrics. So I imagine it might be some pretty stressful sometimes to know with yourself when is enough enough. Do you run with certain metrics, or it's more like peer feedback, or how do you think about this? When have you done a good RevOps job?
Yeah. So I think it never comes to an end because I think that there's always, right, there's always ways to be better, right? To do things faster, more efficiently, more effectively. Yeah. And I think that's what makes a good ops operations folks, good ops people, is that mindset of it can always be better. But I think that when you have everybody in the organization really looking at the business the same way, right? We talk about kind of single view of the business, right? Everybody looking at the data the same way, aligned on the strategy. Everybody knows what the expectations are in terms of where the company's trying to go, where the go-to-market team is trying to go, where the marketing team is trying to go, kind of as it cascades down to you. If everyone understands their roles and responsibilities and kind of the why of what they're doing, I think that's a huge part of revenue operations, is driving that alignment and transparency. And then the other piece, I think, is just when you're able to really see where the business is headed, I think of revenue operations as really the enabler to be able to identify blind spots and see around the corners, right? Because if you look at the last few years, I mean, the market volatility has been crazy, right? For everybody. Yeah. And so what you see is organizations who have really good operations are the ones that are going to be able to have the right data and the right insights to be able to quickly understand what's working, what's not, where do I need to lean in and spend more, and where do I need to cut back and stop doing those things, and be able to really understand where to allocate their resources, whether it's people or money, you know, budget or time, but really know where to lean in. And then on top of that, once you make those decisions very quickly on where you want to go and what you want to do, then be able to kind of actually execute, right? You're actually able to build the right information in the systems, you know, modify the processes to support, you know, your new motions, and be able to put things in place right away. And I think that's where operations, you know, I was, as a litmus test, I always think about, you know, if I report into the CRO, if the team knows that they need to come to me first before even going to the CRO, then I know I've done my job, right? Because then I know that they know. Or if they go to the CRO and they say, hey, what do you think about this? And they say, well, wait a minute, what did Rosalyn think? Did you talk to her? Then I know, okay, I've done my job. That means I am being perspective.
In general, if you were to describe kind of what is the, if you want to have a RevOps master's degree, what kind of the courses or components that needs to, let's say the 3 to 5 things you really need to, I don't know if it's skills or if it's areas of competencies that you need to kind of have in your package.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people would like quickly jump to the technical side, right? Where they think about really understanding systems, you know, understanding data, right? Whether that's data science or, you know, SQL developer type of things and being technical, which I think it's really important to understand the systems and be a technical kind of person, but not necessarily you have to be a developer in some cases, right? Depending on the role. But I do think that you have to have a clear understanding of how systems work. Yeah. But more importantly, I think that I would first say understanding business, right? So whether it's business classes, economics, right, finance, but really understanding the business and the market. Because in order to really support the business, you have to understand how the business works, right? Mm. For a RevOps professional, if you want to really be able to create an infrastructure to support the team, you have to understand who we sell to, how do we sell, what's the value prop, right? All of the things that as a marketer or as a seller or even as a customer success person, you really need to understand. The other thing I would say, I always think about maybe if I could only choose one thing to be good at, to be a RevOps professional, it's really the communication and sort of, it's almost like the psychology, right, of understanding the people, because our roles are so incredibly cross-functional, right? We work with so many different people, whether it's finance or legal or HR, you know, engineering, product, right? Obviously, everybody can go to market. And so our ability to influence, I always talk about influencing without authority. If your ability to influence and drive change is going to be really that differentiator between you being a successful operations leader and not. So I definitely think the psychology aspect in communication is something to invest in for sure. And then the other thing I would say, maybe along that, so kind of along that change management and influencing side, is project management. Mm. I think having project management skills, is really important for ops, because we do a lot of projects, whether they are small, like process implementations, but also system implementations. And it's about just managing a project to drive change, especially the earlier the startup or the earlier the company, faster, as you know, the faster the rate of change. If you're not able to quickly get people on board and manage a project to fruition, then, you know, things will pass you by and then you become that big tangled ball of string.
I really, the communication part, I can really testify to as well. I think that goes a lot for the people who work in marketing also.
Really, every role.
Yeah, for every role. Perhaps not sales. If they get the deal signed, then no one complains. But in general, if you can't explain your, you know, the CEO or your peers or your employees why you're doing the things you're doing, you need to take a step back and like think through. Okay, if we take a few of these more perhaps like marketing collaboration to RevOps questions. What have you typically seen, or if you start there, like what are typical the intersection between where what you've been doing in your RevOps role, and then how does that intersect or connect with the marketing teams typically?
Yeah. So typically I've had kind of marketing operations as part of the RevOps umbrella. Yeah. Right. And so really being able to work very closely with the chief marketing officer or the marketing leadership, right, around what is the strategy? What are we trying to, you know, really achieve in terms of targets? And then being able to support that, right, and execute upon that strategy through operations. So whether that is, you know, ensuring that we're having the right conversations, we're driving alignment with, you know, sales and with finance, but also we're ensuring that the processes and systems really support the marketing efforts. Yeah. And I think what's really important is also the data, right? The insights, because I think one of the things that everyone struggles with is getting better data faster, right? Getting the right data at the right time. I mean, we've talked about, you know, from a dream data perspective around revenue attribution and how sometimes that's a huge blind spot, right? Yeah. For companies and for marketers. You're working on these campaigns and you really want to know if they're working, but you want to know now. Right. Mm. You don't want to know a quarter from now or 6 months from now. You need to know now if it's working and then where to lean in and where to do better. And so I think from a RevOps perspective, that's where, you know, I think that's where we can really support the marketing leadership team is by providing that information and not just, not after the fact, right? But while in play, are we directionally moving in the right direction? What should we be doing differently? What are we seeing?
Yeah. So when you mentioned targets, are you then referring to targets like company projects, or is it more, this is the sales target forecast, you need to be supplying X amount
Exactly. More of the targets for marketing in terms of like, what are conversion targets? You know, what are we expecting in terms of conversion? What are we expecting in terms of revenue? You know, what is the ROI and kind of the payback on the things that we're investing in? You know, helping to manage the budget, you know, the spend, but also, you know, helping marketing achieve our goals, right? So whether that is, hey, we want to build, you know, 5X or whatever, 4X pipeline, we want to target these ICPs, right? We want these ABM programs to work this way, right? All of those things that we're really focused in on driving the marketing engine, that's where you really want to leverage your operations partner to, you know, build the right metrics and visibility into how you're doing.
Yeah, definitely. I can definitely see this also kind of like the ops team being a really good questioning partner. So like we've been assigned to hit 40% of the pipeline. You make a plan, then go speak to RevOps, which is probably pretty good at numbers. And you can probably help ask, okay, tell me the math about the XYZ that you have planned. How do you see that developing into... Of course, it's a little bit annoying meeting this devil's advocate, but it can be probably a pretty sound task to go through to double check. This is the marketing plan, and we expect it to be this part of the pipeline that the sales team is going to be operating.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's a lot of that communication, but then it's also for the for RevOps to help the marketing leadership around, okay, well, this is what we've been doing, you know, the last, you know, 12 months, this is how these conversion rates look. Here's what has been, you know, better in terms of conversion. Here's what's not working. You know, here's, you know, even an example of, okay, we ran an event and here's, you know, these are the percentages of the target personas that we actually, that actually came to the event. You know, what are our conversion rates there? Who are we targeting the right people, right? Of those people, how many took a call, right? And really following the funnel in terms of, you know, what's actually working in terms of the marketing efforts. And, you know, to your point, if marketing has a certain target and you're saying I'm building to this pipeline target, then really leverage your operations partner to say, can we even get there based upon what we're, you know, based upon the historical information we have, based upon the assumptions that we're making, you know, can we get to that target? And if not, what should we be doing to get there, right? Really digging into saying what worked before and doing a lot of that A-B testing. I think that, you know, we do all the time in marketing, right? But having your ops person be able to support you there and help with that. And then also, like you said, driving that alignment across, you know, kind of the two-way communication around what is sales doing and bringing that back to marketing so that we're ensuring that we're aligned, but also explaining what marketing's doing and working with sales to say, hey, these are the campaigns, for example, that marketing's working on. Here's what we need from you, right? Here's how you can help and provide feedback, right? It's really about kind of driving that transparency so we have better conversations across the teams and then preventing any of those silos, those traditional marketing and sales kind of misalignment.
Just to declare, I've never worked in like really, really big companies as you have. So I have not seen that kind of the complete misalignment failure. But I can definitely see as you talk through it that in these really big corporations, RevOps might be the one that has time to speak with marketing and then have a conversation with sales afterwards and can explain, we got these 1,000 leads and they were actually of a good quality. Did you assign AEs to these leads and did they follow up on the leads and so forth?
Yeah, and be able to really, and bring them together, right? Bring people together with data to kind of show, right? Here's the leads that came in. Here's what converted. Here, you know, here's where the leads weren't the right quality. And be able to provide that feedback to marketing, but also being able to provide the feedback to sales that, hey, we had all of these hot leads that were in our ICP. They were the right personas and we didn't have the right SLAs in sales to follow up on these. And so now you've dropped all of these great leads. It's like, what are you guys going to do and try to work through things, right? But I think bringing people together to have the right conversations based on data in order to really drive some change, right? And drive better outcomes and just better partnership and collaboration across the teams.
Yeah. I don't know if this is worth talking about, maybe illuminating still. What are kind of the times when you felt like the marketing team has been asking you the wrong questions, or when are you misusing the RevOps function, and when are you using RevOps the right way?
From
a marketing team's perspective.
Yeah, I think from an ops perspective, I think that a lot of times when you think about ops for marketing, you know, you're very focused on campaigns. Right? Campaign ops, lead management, right? Kind of lead routing and things like that. And I think that that's really important, you know, list uploads, right? Data enrichment, all those kind of tactical things, I think are really important and a part of operations. But I think where marketing leadership can really leverage their ops partners is bringing them to the discussions, right? Helping them understand what are the goals we're trying to achieve? What's the strategy, right? Where are we trying to go? Those outcomes. And really help them understand the business side of the house. Mm-hmm. Because I think that if you really work with your ops to help them understand the business, what are we trying to do? Then you'll get a lot more of the benefits of the more strategic side of the house, right? Then you're getting them to think about what should I be doing today to enable the leadership team to be able to achieve these goals versus thinking about, I'm just, you know, creating another campaign in Marketo, or, you know, making sure emails are going out, or just uploading lists that go into kind of a, you know, just sit in the marketing automation tool without necessarily being leveraged the right way. So I think the more that you can look at your ops partner as a business partner and leverage them in that way, the more value you're going to get from working with operations.
Yeah, it's it's very, like, I'm so ingrained in this world of marketing should be producing revenue that I can definitely hear on you sometimes that you've worked with marketing teams where they have been too detached from thinking about when we spend money needs to be an investment in revenue for the company.
Yeah, you know, and I think that that's what the marketing teams want to do. But then I think sometimes we see too much focus on how many leads did we generate, right? Yeah. How many people came to our website? Yeah. How many people filled out a form, which are all important kind of leading indicators, but you really want to see the quality, right? The quality of the leads that came in. And how do you do that, right? You have to dig into the insights and dig into the data. Yeah. And I think that's where ops can really help bubble some of that up to marketing to help them understand if they are working on the right things. Are we getting the right people to the website, right? Are we getting the right people to fill in the form? And then that will help marketing be able to really position themselves in the company to demonstrate how they add value and impact revenue, right? That they are not just lead generation or just form fills or anything like that, right? Marketing is really impacting our ability to hit our revenue targets. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, by leveraging more of those, you know, better insights and better information, you're able to demonstrate, you know, not only are you able to make a bigger impact, but be able to demonstrate to sales and to the rest of the company, right? To the leadership team in terms of how marketing is really contributing to the revenue.
Yeah, this is probably staying in the same lane, but what are the things you would love to see marketing coming to the RevOps team with in terms of questions, tasks, et cetera?
Yeah, I think, you know, like I said, kind of involving them early, right, and often in the business. I mean, even if you have somebody who's maybe less senior, maybe less seasoned as an ops leader, just start inviting them to the conversation, even as a passive participant, and just making sure that they really understand what your key objectives and targets are, right? Really understand your plan, and then really leveraging them to get the right insights, right? And they may not, if they're more junior, they may not know what those insights should be. Right. Mm-hmm. If you have a really seasoned ops leader, they're going to be providing you with what you need to know without you asking. But if you have a more junior person or maybe less seasoned, just letting them know, like, hey, I really want to know how these leads are converting. Right. Mm-hmm. And giving them understanding how to go figure that information out, but really helping them, really leveraging to get those right insights, right, to really drive your business forward. I think that's what's really important, getting the right data. You know, focusing on conversion, focusing on the results, not necessarily just the count, kind of those superficial metrics, but getting into the deeper analytics and insights of kind of the why so that you can actually make decisions, Right? We always talk about data-driven decisions, right? But it's about making decisions early rather than later.
When the year is gone and you have spent all the money, then it's too late to correct the course of where you're going. Is there anything else, Roslyn, in this kind of intersection between RevOps and marketing you feel like people should take with them from this?
I've definitely seen resistance sometimes from like the marketing team to kind of bring in RevOps, or even marketing ops folks don't necessarily want to be part of the RevOps team, right? Mm. And I think that that happens when RevOps is focused on sales, right? Yeah. If RevOps is only focused on sales, I think you really should just call it sales ops and stop trying to rebrand it as RevOps, right? Yeah, if you are RevOps, you really should be focused on the entire funnel. And that means not prioritizing or deprioritizing one part of the funnel or one organization over another, right? I think it's really end-to-end and doing what's best, I think, from a customer perspective and a customer lens. And I think that's probably why we're seeing more of a shift to a lot of RevOps kind of moving into reporting into the CFO, which has been a really interesting shift, because I think the idea is that they report into the CFO and more of a, you know, independent body, I guess, or independent function, when so that way you don't have the kind of marketing versus sales versus customer success. But you know, I think for me personally, I think there's pros and cons to that, right? Because yes, it's a different function from go to market, but there's also bias, right? There's a finance bias to sitting there. So I think regardless of where the RevOps sits, right, I think it's just important that they really do treat revenue end to end and be, and just not prioritize one organization or one function over the other, and really be customer focused, right? Taking that customer lens, I think, is the most important thing.
It really is. If you don't like to speak with people and communicate and collaborate, it sounds like RevOps is not the right.
It's probably not the career for you. At least not the leader, but there's definitely roles in RevOps, right, where you can be doing more of the back end analytics, maybe more of the processing, documentation, you know, system administration, right? Because oftentimes on your team you have a Salesforce admin or a HubSpot admin, right?
Cool, Roslyn, I think we're up.
Okay. That was fast.
If people want to reach out to you or learn more about you, I know you're taking part of a lot of podcasts and education, etc. What is the right path for people?
Definitely reach out to me on LinkedIn, connect with me, follow, check out our, you know, the RevOpsCollective.com website. Lots of opportunity. There's lots of resources there to learn more about revenue operations. But also if you're interested in, you know, getting some official help, definitely happy to do that from a go-to-market strategy and RevOps perspective and consulting perspective. If you have an ops leader on your team that you really want to help elevate, definitely have them connect with me. I provide lots of learnings and obviously do formal coaching as well. And then really LinkedIn is the place to reach me. I'm not I don't do TikTok. I don't do Instagram and all of that yet. So find me on LinkedIn.
Well, the RevOps Collective, who's the typical customers of yours currently?
Yeah, definitely any size and stage of company. But I do think that a lot of times when you're a startup, you know, kind of a series, I would say series A through series E really, but any kind of startup is, you know, it's a great time to really invest in making sure that you get your revenue operations infrastructure set up in the right way, like we've been talking about. And then if sometimes you may just need, you may have a RevOps person on staff, but you're not, you don't necessarily need like to, even for you, right? You don't need a VP of RevOps right now, the size and stage that you're at, but maybe you want some help to kind of just structure what that blueprint looks like for RevOps and then help your RevOps leader or your RevOps person in your organization sort of elevate and execute upon that plan. That's something that can definitely help.
Wonderful. That's it for today. Thank you so much for joining, Roslyn. And
thank you for having
me. Make
sure
to get that extra cup of coffee now.
Okay, thank you.
We hope you like listening to us. Subscribe to our podcast and the ones that we have been guests on.
And if you have any feedback for us, just do let us know. And should there be a guest that you think we should be talking to, then like pitch us.
We're looking forward to seeing you.